Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And then Adams joins the show, Dog Nation Daily, host of the podcast. B.A., how are you?
Coming in hot!
I'm good. Hello, guys. Let's get a little football talk going here. Season's going to be after that. You love it.
B.A., yeah, a new poll came out yesterday. Georgia's number 5. What was going through your mind at that time, B.A.?
Well, listen, I mean, it's not a bad spot to be in. If you want to try to win a national championship, you're kind of in the category. But how is Georgia a spot behind a team that beat 34-3 a year ago? And listen, people are going to say, well, it's a new season. But the whole argument in favor of Clemson is they're bringing back all the same players from last year. That's the whole argument in favor of Clemson. And that's the team that Georgia beat by 31 points. So I would like to know the answer to that, but, you know, whatever.
What's the theory? Because, like, I get – all of the hype surrounding various schools. I also get some of the, I don't know, like kind of the relative anonymity about Georgia just because of a quarterback and some of that. Plus also Georgia's just good every year, so there's kind of nothing new for people to get fired up about. But what do you make? What's your theory of why they're kind of 4-5 and some of these other teams are ahead of them?
Well, I think you mentioned the quarterback thing. I definitely think there's this thought. I think there are two pieces of prevailing wisdom on the part of, you know, national media types when it relates to Georgia. It's not some sort of grand conspiracy, but I do believe there is a thought that somehow Georgia, the talent level has perhaps regressed, and that Georgia doesn't have a quarterback of the same caliber of some of these other teams. And listen, we may find out that some of that is true. Who knows? But, and I'm not trying to be snarky here, I'm just pointing out, Georgia didn't have a good quarterback performance last year. I mean, listen, you know, not to drag Carson Beck through the mud, he did not have a good season. And whatever you want to blame it on, receivers, dropping balls, offensive line, things like that, I mean, I'm not here to, like, diagnose the problem. I'm just saying that based on basic counting stats, Carson Beck did not have a good year. So when you evaluate, like, Gunnar Stockton stepping in, he's not replacing Joe Burrow. He's replacing Carson Beck that was, you know, basically average as grits.
B.A., what did some of your wealthy people see at the scrimmage the other day?
Ooh, a lot of very rich people who love kind of getting the rumor mill going about stuff like this. I mean, heard the defense beat the offense, and I guess the offense had been kind of winning most of the practices leading into that. Defense sort of beat the offense on Saturday. Quarterbacks, Puglisi, Stockton, kind of both threw a pick. Otherwise, they were, for the most part, fine. I will tell you this, though. People really like Zachariah Branch. They still like Noah Thomas. It's kind of interesting that, you know, these receivers, especially the transfers, continue to generate a good bit of buzz. I don't think that Georgia's going to be a super pass-happy team. I think they still want to run the ball. But in terms of how do you help a quarterback that a lot of people apparently don't think is very good, well, how about giving him a whole bunch of receivers? And it seems like through the transfer portal, that is what Georgia tried to do this year.
I love hearing you say that, and I love hearing that there's a bit of buzz about it too, because I remember this time last year, one of the things you said to us, which turned out to be 100% right was there's just no juice surrounding the wide receivers. Yep. There's no hype. You're not hearing about this guy showing this or this guy showing that. Like, normally around this time of year, there starts to be a bit of momentum about either a position group or a player or something that oftentimes over the last 5 years or so at Georgia turns out to be true. Like, remember going into the Brock Bowers freshman year, there was a lot of buzz about him, and we were like, sure, there's guys in front of him. We'll see. And then, obviously, he did what he did. Last year, you were spot on with that, and maybe the receivers is the answer, like you just mentioned. Maybe there's others. Where is some of that hype starting to develop position group-wise?
Yeah, I would say that the wide receivers are probably getting the most of that right now. Some of this is also, like, individual player-wise, too. Like, for instance, Ellis Robinson, who, you know, is just about the highest rated recruit that Georgia's ever signed just based on his individual player rating. Did not hear word one about him all throughout his freshman season, but he got an interception on Saturday, and it also just seems like the general vibe from practice is he's doing pretty well. So I think you feel pretty good about that. There's a freshman offensive lineman named Juan Gaston who I think is kind of making a real push for some playing time right now. So there's some individual stuff kind of going on here. I would say it's maybe been a little quiet with, like, the defensive front seven a little bit, other than the inside linebackers. If you're looking for a place, it's been kind of quiet. I would think maybe that might be an example of a place where it's been a little bit quiet. But some of these youngish players like Robinson and Gaston and guys like that, you know, they are certainly generating their fair share of buzz.
B.A., I know that there's always rumors of why Georgia doesn't do certain things. Why do you think they didn't do this Netflix thing?
Why did they not do the what thing?
The Netflix. You know, they got the new Netflix show on
Saturday.
Yes.
Georgia's not going to do programming for anybody else. That is one thing that Georgia's not going to do. And I guess the comparison has been made that some of the top – I don't know F1, but some of the top F1 teams didn't do Drive to Survive for the first year, and it created an opportunity for others. It seems like this Netflix series has been pretty well received, that people seem to like it, and the programs that are on there are getting painted in a pretty good light. Georgia doesn't care about that. Georgia does not need any more publicity. Georgia, you know, gets talked about by the sort of local media industrial complex plenty for all it's concerned. This is not Kirby Smart's game. He is not going to do programming for somebody else. And the other top SEC teams, what I guess like Bama and Texas, they didn't really do this either. But I don't care if everybody in the SEC does it. Georgia will hold out and be the last to ever do that sort of thing. Y'all know Kirby just doesn't like that kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, I've enjoyed it. I mean, I thought that it was a, you know, good little insight to you learn a little bit about Lenora Sellers in the first one, and you get some Billy Napier in the second one and all that. But when I did, I remember hearing that Georgia wasn't a part of it, and then I forgot that when I started watching it, and I was like, oh, good, when's the Georgia one? And then I think that might have turned me off to it, too. I was like, it sucks. I want to watch Kirby. I want to watch the stuff about Georgia.
I get why they didn't do it, but...
Yeah,
it'd certainly be interesting. The other thing I think is kind of, you know, interesting is, I don't want to get too deep in the weeds on this, but I've kind of been curious about, like, what college football fits into as, like, more and more sports become, like, a streaming product. I'm curious how college football fits into that for a whole bunch of reasons. College football is just really closely tied to traditional television. And so I was kind of interested to see how this Netflix series would be received by – a lot of Netflix viewers that are not typically like SEC football fans, right? You know, Netflix has a global audience. But, I mean, I saw the series was in, like, the top 10 the other day, and the overall word-of-mouth buzz has been pretty good. So I found that to be a little bit interesting because, for a lot of reasons, I think that college football and TV, I'm talking about traditional linear television, have been a pretty good partnership for each other. I would say that streaming in college football, I'm not quite so sure – you know, how college football fits with streaming the way that the other sports have kind of made a little bit of a seamless transition. But the fact that this series has been, the best that I can tell, relatively well received, I think it's just sort of an interesting data point to consider about what's likely to be a lot more games in the future that end up on a streaming platform.
Hey, B.A., you want to pull all our resources and money together so we can get a gate named after us at Sanford Stadium?
Listen, I love that. That's the cool thing about college is, like, if you got enough money, they will slap your name on something. And I just
okay.
I would love to have my name on something before my life. Like, that, to me, that's a goal, is to, like, have a name on something. I'd love to have that.
Yep. Me too. Now that would go to that $2.5 million.
$2.5 million.
Look
yeah.
Like somebody dropped for one of those. So.
Yeah. They have gate 10.
If somebody
now.
Wants to like pay gate for 10. It on my behalf and put my name on there, that's correct.
Okay.
Could I get like one of the garbage cans near a bathroom or something?
You know what I mean?
Naming rights on everything. I'm with you though, BA. That would be that's sort of like it's not like a bucket list. It's more of a pipe dream, but it's like. If you get successful enough to where they name, like, a street after you in your neighborhood, like they did for Michael Penix earlier this offseason, or, like, I don't know, like, maybe we could do this long enough, Randy, and succeed long enough, it'll be, like, the 92.9 The Game, Andy and Randy Studios.
Something like that.
You know?
Hell, yeah.
Put our name on it.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sometimes you see, like, the really rich person, it's like, well, it was an anonymous donation. If you think for a second, I would
hell
do it.
No.
Hell no. Hell no. You'll know. If I ever get any money to anything, you're going to know about it.
I want my name on the brick.
Which is also how you know I have it, because my name's not on anything. Brandon, we appreciate it.
Appreciate it, B.
Thanks. Good to be with you guys.
Brandon Adams, Dog Nation Daily podcast host. Follow him on Twitter as well, at Dog Nation Daily. Talk.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.